We'll study the Gur Arya, Parshas Shoftim, on the mitzvah of Edim Zomimim. Someone is accused of a particularly heinous avera, and two Edim testify that this person did such and such an avera. Subsequently, but before the person is punished by Beis Din, after the Beis Din decides, yes, he should be punished, just in time, Beis Din's held back because witnesses come and say, those witnesses to this supposed, to this alleged avera, were nowhere near where that avera supposedly took place. They were with us in such and such a place at that time. So they are really false witnesses, and they've set this person up. This person's actually innocent. Well, the Torah says, Vasisem lel kasha zomim lasais lachiv. Now we're going to give and mete out the punishment that would have been the punishment of the accused. Now the Edim suffer those consequences themselves. But what's interesting is, famously, Chazal explained, Kasher Zomam v'loy Kasher Asa, that there's only going to be this punishment of the witnesses, false witnesses, with the very punishment that they would have caused someone else to have, if that person was spared. That person, in the end, did not receive Malkus, or that person, thank God, did not suffer Mises Beis Din. He was not put to death. The matter was caught just in time. But if the person did indeed receive that punishment, then these false witnesses are not, min haTorah, treated with any punishment whatsoever. None whatsoever. Obviously, as the Maral explains, that's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu will deal with it and deal with them. But interestingly, only if the accused was going to be punished but wasn't, then those false witnesses are punished with whatever it was that would have been the punishment of the accused. So the obvious question is, well, why is that? I mean, why wouldn't we say, on the contrary, when in the end, the guy was not put to death, so then these witnesses, as awful as it was what they were about to do, but it didn't happen, so maybe they should be spared? No, they're put to death. Why? Why is it that in the case of those who succeeded in their plot, and there was death, or malchus, or some payment that had to be made, why in that case do we say, well, the case is over, and the false witnesses, I hate to use the expression, get away with it? Why is that? And this is known, of course, as Kasher Zomam v'lo Kasher Asa. So we're on page Tzadi Aleph in the Gur Arya on Chumash Dvarim, in these editions of the Gur Arya. Kasher Zomam v'lo Kasher Asa. And he quotes the Ramban, explaining this, v'nosin haramban tam laze ki kasha bo hamazimim tchila kodim shenerag, if those who prove and who attest to the fact that these are false witnesses, if they came kodim shenerag, before the accused suffered the consequences, so then amrinan we say ki bezchuso bo haedim lahatzila. Because he was righteous, because he's a righteous individual, these mazimim are the ones who saved him, who came and said that those are false witnesses, those are liars. Those who have saved his life did so, were heaven sent providentially, because he didn't deserve to die, because he's really a very good person. Ki bezchuso ba'u ha'edim lahatzila. Yehargu ha'edim. Therefore, these edim were about to cause and wanted to cause the death of an innocent person, a totally innocent person, a good person, a righteous person. So now they have to suffer the consequences. Shebohu la'arges etzadik. Omnam, however, im la'achar harigaso ba'o ha'edim hamezimim es ha'edim, if it's after the poor fellow was already put to death, so nireh ki haya aiso she'he'idu alav chayiv mimakam acher. It appears that this victim deserved, maybe not for this particular crime, but for some other avera, he apparently deserved to lose his life. Otherwise, the Almighty would not have allowed it to happen. De'im loy kein, loy ira ze al yedei bezdin. This wouldn't happen through the agency of a bezdin, that someone is falsely accused and the bezdin is duped and causes this man to lose his life. Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu im dayane Yisrael, the Ramban says. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there with and in the court with the dayanim, dechsiv b'kerev lekim yishpoit. V'lahaya ba'a siba zayis al yedeihem. This wouldn't happen through a bezdin. Sheyeh nerag ish tzadik v'ha'edim ha'mizimim yiva'o achakach. So the Ramban says that we should trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and realize that if this person, this victim of the false accusation, did in fact suffer the ultimate consequence, it must be that so it was decreed in heaven because of some other fall, or I should say fault or flaw in the person, and a deserve of the person to lose his life. Ela shenayma shehoye zechayev mimakom acher. So therefore, if the person really was ultimately punished, then the Edim who caused that to happen do not suffer any consequence. The Maral says, I can't abide this explanation. Vein davar ze tam. This doesn't seem to be right. Lismoch al davar ze. To say that, you know, he never would have died unless he actually was guilty for some other crime, for some other avera. Because Chazal always say, the dayanim have to judge with what it is that comes before them. You can't say that, well, these righteous dayanim could never make a mistake. It's not their fault. It's not about being or not being righteous dayanim. It's not about whether HaKadosh Baruch Hu is or isn't with them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with them. V'hakoyler tolu b'tzavar ha'edim. It's the fault of the edim. Umayasu bezdin. What do you expect the bezdin to do? They can't not accept witnesses if their witnesses are honest people are otherwise known to be honest people. This is somehow something out of character for them to have done. But they did it. The Beis Din would unfortunately not know, and they would follow along with what these Edim have said. In other words, you have to look at the fault and flaw lies with these false witnesses. Therefore, it's not necessarily the case that a righteous Beis Din would be impervious to what happens as a result of false witnesses. So the Maral therefore wants to explain this in a very different way. At the end of the Parsha, meaning at the end of this discussion of Edim Zememin, the Torah says the whole point of punishing them is Uviarto Haro Mikirbecha. You have to root out this evil from amongst you, from within you, Klal Yisrael. Perish davar, or perish davar shehuro. You have to get rid of something that's so evil. V'hamachshava shel adam. It's the machshava that they wanted. It's their thought. It's their conspiracy. Their conspiracy is what's so evil. Now that's something that can change. That's something that can come and go. You could conspire, and then you can change your mind. you can conspire, and the idea somehow isn't carried out because it's all a plan, not necessarily one that you could execute. It's einoy davar kayim. Shehayom yachshev al davar. Today he's thinking about it or planning it. Umiyad yasur machshavta mimen. And soon enough, he might change his mind or think the wiser of it, etc. Ulufichach. Eidim zaymimin she'enom oisim ma'ase biyadeihem. False witnesses who do nothing but come and speak and talk false testimony. V'hara ma'ase osu, what is their evil? Ma'ase choshvim b'machshevoisim ra. It's all about the plot, the conspiracy. It's all about not something that they do so much as what they intend to cause to happen by their lies and their false testimony. That's the point. What is zama? Zama means a desire, a thought, a plan. Only if it's still their thought. They're still in the stage where it's what they would like to do. It's what they're planning to do. Not if it was actually done. The whole point of the Torah in this din is to root out the evil plotting and conspiring, and not necessarily to right the wrong of where, God forbid, the actual death was caused falsely. The whole point of the Torah is to address the evil thoughts and conspiring, the machinations, not the results. The results are not, so to speak, going to go unpunished. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to deal with them, very much so. The point is, you people, Am Yisrael, you have these people conspiring, lying, thinking, conniving to hurt one another. Root out that evil. Once the stage has been reached, tragically, that it's no longer a conspiracy, but they actually succeeded in what it was they wanted to do, so it's no longer a conspiracy. And we're past that stage. But im adayin b'machshavtoy, it's still their desire. Because Beis Din has taken their testimony, and Beis Din has indeed found the person guilty, but has not yet put him to death. So then it's still in the stage of, this is what they are trying to do, this is what they are aiming to do. Root out that evil. Aval im kol sahamachshava. However, if it came to fruition tragically, shenigmar hamaisa, it was actually done. It's no longer their thoughts. They, unfortunately, they took it to the nth degree and it came to fruition. You can no longer root out evil intention. You can no longer root out this terrible conniving, this conspiring. No, it's too late. So then that's why they are left alone, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu will deal with them as Hashem will see fit. Bishlomo gabi ma'ase shehadam oisu biyadayim. If these people would have put him to death by their own two hands, these false witnesses didn't do it in Beis Din. They did something. They took an act. They acted directly to hurt this person or to end this person's life, to kill him. So then that is something they've done. That's something that's before us, and that they have to be judged for what they've done. Aval eidei zaymimin, these false witnesses, like asu shum maisa, they didn't physically do anything. They wanted it to be done, but they didn't do anything themselves. It's still in the realm of thought. it's still because they're conspiring, they're cunning, and wanting to achieve something based on a falsehood. Oz yesh laharoik, because that's rooting out the evil. The focus of all of this is not that it's evil to, of course it's evil to kill somebody. Of course it's evil to cause somebody to die. But the particular evil that we're trying to root out here is the conspiracy and the lying, the falsehood, that with accusation can cause someone to lose their life. Can cause. Hasn't yet, but can. That's what we're trying to root out. That's ubiart hara mikrebecha. Aval im avraha machshava. But if it's past the stage of mere thought, kevin da machshava eina oid, lo yitachin ba yuv'art hara. You cannot root it out anymore, because unfortunately the act was done. Bez din already put him to death. Lo yitachin ba yuv'art hara b'davar she'eina nimtza. Because that machshava is not here anymore. What is here is unfortunately a victim, a corpse. Kain haya nira lemer, ubeperik echadin emaminis, daf samachayam et bezin, Sanhedrin, bedivir of alfis, timsa mefurish, ki edim zaymim in lav, maisa nechshav. There is a technical need to do a maisa in order to be chay of a carbon chatos. If edim zaymim were to do this, not knowing that they're not allowed to do this. Theoretically, the Gemara talks about why Edim Zemim and never bring a Karban Chatas. Were they to be Edim Zemim and not knowing that they're not allowed to be Edim Zemim, right? So then even if somehow you warned them, but ultimately it wouldn't be something for which they are Chayev a Chatas. Why? Because there's no Maisa. They haven't done anything. Rava going so far as to say it's not only because of the fact that they speak. It's not about speech. Edus is about what you've seen. Edus is a presentation of a picture. You do it by speaking, but you are actually presenting a picture for the Beis Din to see. And presenting a picture for the Beis Din to see is not an act. You're drawing an image. And so you're not acting, you're not doing anything. So the point here is that the evil that the Torah wants to root out is not, you know, one person shouldn't hurt or cause another person to be hurt. A person should not falsely accuse another. That is the evil that has to be rooted out. If it went beyond that, we're dealing with a completely different crime. Because it's no longer about the cunning and the lying and the falsification, etc. It's about actually having killed somebody. That's number one. V'davish ha'enoi ma'isa chomur koidim shenigmar min achar shenigmar. Something that's not in the realm of action is actually worse when it has not yet caused anything to happen before it's come to fruition. It's actually worse, it's more heinous than when it is already gone, because that machshava has been actualized and it's no longer in the realm of thought. It is more chamor kodim shenigmar min acha shenigmar. She kodim shenigmar harei hu nimtza adayin b'machshavtoi. It's still something he's trying to do. He's still in that evil stage of wanting to, conspiring to. He is still in that active stage of trying to get something done that should never really happen. Whereas once it's done, of course he's guilty. But it's the evil of the past, not of the present. Because it's not the Inyan Harishon anymore. The Inyan Harishon is the plan and the plot and the cunning. Once it's done, it's over. And it's not an evil that we can root out any longer. L'kach gabe edim zemimin chomur koidim shenerag ma'achi shenerag. Because the point of the Torah is not to address the guilt of these people. Because Baruch Hu is going to take care of the guilt of these people and they'll get their just desserts. The point of the Torah is to teach us and say we as a people are responsible. We are responsible for how we think and how people think about and plan good things for other people and not evil about other people. We as a nation, Am Yisrael, are responsible for what's on our minds. What do you conspire to do? How do you wish to bring about somebody's salvation, to help someone, to bring someone to a better day and to a happier circumstance? God forbid we are busy trying to undo somebody's life, busy trying to falsely set someone up to have to pay or be punished with malchus, or God forbid me suspended. That's a particular evil that has to be addressed. That's this mitzvah of Edim Zaymimi. Once it's gone beyond that, you're no longer addressing that specific evil. It's a very, very interesting, very pointedly directed approach that the Torah is taking to how we Jews treat each other, look at each other, respect and wish good for each other, so that if we don't and we take that to such an evil as to conspire to lie about each other in front of a bezdin, that's a particular kind of evil that this specific mitzvah is meant to address. And then he says, "Avol gamze ein ikar hatam." And this is still not yet the most basic explanation of this mitzvah. Avol ikar hatam hu inyan nifla. He says a fantastic explanation. Yesh t'chalahavin mimilas kasha zammam be'atzmai. From the very words kasha zammam, the hamachshava shehu chashav la'asos la'acher, we need that thought which he has thought about, the plot and the cunning that he wishes to turn on someone else and against someone else, yehafech a love, should turn on him himself, v'chayev misa. Ki masher rotza lasos la'acher, oisa hamachshava yehafech a love. That very idea, that conspiracy, that which he wished for someone else should turn around and instead happen to him. As opposed to where it actually was done, now you can't turn the tables on him. The whole point of the Torah is turn the tables on this perpetrator, on these false witnesses. Turn the tables on them. You can't turn the tables on them if what they did, unfortunately, was carried out by the Bezdin. You can't turn the table. You can punish them, and they will be punished. But the point is that when someone's thoughts and plot is so evil, the Torah is saying, you, Am Yisrael, should turn around and cause irony of ironies to occur. That not only was it the case that Reuven was not sentenced to death, but those who testified against him are sentenced to death.
Now, so
yeah, they correct. See, because technically, someone who causes someone else to die cannot be put to death according to Torah law. And we have to trust that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows to do. Now, the Maral writes that if Beis Din feels that this is going to cause copycat crime, where other people are also going to step up, falsely accuse someone, and then the consequence will be all kinds of people ending up being put to death by Beis Din or punished by Beis Din, given malchus by Beis Din, and these false witnesses get away with it. So of course, says the Maral, Beis Din has the right to prosecute and even take the lives of these false witnesses. Now he says this expressly. The Maral says expressly, as far as, you know, what to do societally, because if we don't address this, it's going to cause rampant copycat crime in which people falsely accuse someone, etc., etc. So Maral says in Be'er HaGoyle, he says, of course, Beis Din will step up and either incarcerate or otherwise bring an end to the lives of these false witnesses. Not a problem. We can address it if we have to. The Torah is, of course, descriptive of a great virtuous society. The Torah is this, you know, very, very idealistic Torah for a people of great tzidkus, of great righteousness. And those few instances in which someone falsely accuses someone else, and it is perhaps the rarest of circumstances where it even happens that the Beis Din, without knowing, brings this person to Malchus or to Mises Beis Din, that is so rare, and it's therefore anomalous, that it's not necessary for the Torah to address it. If Beis Din feels it has to, then it will. So in this second explanation of the Maral, what he's saying is that what the Torah really wants is to take this. And again, it's a very idealistic concept, right? The Torah is taking this cunning and conspiring and turning it around on the very people who are conspiring to hurt the innocent. That's what the Torah is trying to do. The Torah is trying to say, you know what we are going to do? You know how we're going to address this kind of a falsehood? We're going to cause these people who conspire in their cunning with their evil to lie, to bring someone else to a bad end, instead it's going to turn on them, onto the conspirators themselves. The machshava hu chashav lasis la'acher yehafech olav v'chayev misa ki masherotz lasis la'acher oysa ham machshava yehafech olav. As opposed to where it actually happened. Now it's no longer just the machshava that you want to turn on him, because it already happened. This is the reason. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. You think you're going to cause something evil, and you're plotting and you're planning, and now it turns around to bite you. If you had no right to have such plans and to plot what you did, it's going to simply turn against you yourself. That's what we find by Haman. Yashuv, the words of the Megillah. Yashuv machashav toy hara'a asher chashav al hayudim al roishoy. The very opposite. He wanted to hang Mordechai. Before that could happen, v'salu oisev ezbanov haloetz. Before that could even happen, it happened to him instead. It's all about not what he did, what he wanted to do. Shaloika did incorrectly and unjustly. Maral says a profound idea. If you have falsely and unjustly creating a picture of guilt for someone else and all around someone else, you know what you're actually doing? You're creating a picture of guilt around yourself. You're harming your own image. You're harming your own stature and status. Moshal l'svina shal hayom v'hiratzus abakach neged hashenis. Imagine a smaller ship rams another ship, trying to bring it down, trying to sink that other ship, but the other ship is stronger, larger. L'toiva, it's trying to sink the other ship. But if that other ship, unbeknownst to you, might be stronger, then the ship that did the ramming could end up being the one to sink. Specifically because it's what you thought and what you conspired to do turns around and it's you, yourself, who's the injured party. That's midah keneged midah. That's why Chachamim tell us we falsely accuse someone and we believe that someone is guilty of something when they're not. Like begufa, specifically, it causes you to be physically hurt and injured. Why? Perish. It causes you physically to be harmed. Same thing with klala. Chazal say, you should be amongst those who others curse. Don't be the one doing the cursing. The person who's cursed, if he doesn't deserve for it to actually come true, he's not going to be suffering at all. It's like throwing, he says, he goes on to say, imagine you throw something and it's very hard and it bounces off and comes back at you and does harm to you. So this is the kind of idea we're talking about here. We're talking about how the falsehood ultimately changes the person who speaks it, who thinks it, who conspires, and brings therefore about his own guilt, so that that which he was going to do to someone else is going to happen to him himself instead. And that's what the point of Kasher Zamam V'loy Kasher Asa is all about. And it's, of course, again, it's the supreme idealism of the Torah. And it's an idealistic society that the Torah wants to create. And in such a society, we will see the Midah Keneged Midah. And we will be a part of it. We'll be partners in the effectuation of this midah keneged midah punishment of those who conspire unjustly against another innocent Jew. So this is how the Maharal says we have to look at the mitzvah of Edom Zoymimin and how the Torah so brilliantly is trying to create a just society and guide us and encourage us to be good and honest and to be the ones responsible for ubi'art tahara mikirbecha, to root out falsehood that could hurt our fellow Jew.